following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
As a home buyer in today's fast-paced real estate market, you need a competitive edge. You need an advantage that helps your offer stand out from the rest. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, the name really says it all. Unlike a pre-approval, we'll verify your assets, income, and credit to underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition before you even start shopping. As a strong, confident buyer, you can stay focused on finding the right place for you and your family, knowing you're approved by Quicken Loans. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that. It's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us as we are ready for this Wednesday edition. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter. We'll be talking with Brady Bonzel, the track and field cross-country coach at UNK, as part of our Loper Link coming up next. And that'll be followed by Jason Boyd, Kearney High girls basketball coach, as we roll on through the postseason. They got a win last night over Grand Island. And tomorrow we'll take on Bellevue East for a trip to the state tournament. So we'll talk with the coach about that. And the Lopers are home tonight. Hastings College is home tonight. The Husker men are at Illinois. Busy time there. We got a little wrestling news. State swimming and diving is this week. The diving competition tomorrow. Swimming is on Friday. So a little heads up there as well. Plus, sub-district boys basketball. Should be some great matchups tomorrow night. Pairings are out for A and B. It's that one of the two really, really slam times of the year.
Yeah.
There's always slam times, but one of the really, for us, too.
I was just thinking about it. I think I'm going to basketball games like 14 or 15 straight days. You know, we don't have any high school games tonight, so of course I'm going to watch the Lopers. I had a chance to actually go to my first game at the Pinnacle Bank Arena on Sunday. So that fills it up. So what do I do when I'm not doing basketball games? I go to a basketball game. So that's the sanity that is my life.
Well,
you know, I'm not complaining. I hope no one's getting the sense that I'm complaining, because I could certainly choose not to go, but I want to go.
Time for our Loper Link, brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith today at Charter West National Bank. The golf team, we've just been told, is ranked for the first time in school history. The tennis teams, ranked. The track teams, ranked. We are seeing a variety of great sporting activities going on at UNK. And let's talk about the MIAAs that are coming up this weekend and what's been going on with the Loper Track program. Brady Bonzel joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Good morning. It seems to me that you were speechless here a moment ago.
Well, usually when Randy quits talking, there's a good chance of being speechless.
Yeah. Brady, help me out here, will you? I'm getting picked on. I feel unloved.
Say that again.
I feel so unloved when I talk to Doug.
No, I completely understand. You just fill in your space with things that you like to do, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Brady. You get it. You get me.
As long as you didn't say you complete me, everything is going to be good here. Brady, let's talk about your track team. I want to start with, right off the bat here, Michael Thalkin picks up an MIAA Field Athlete of the Week honor. Just let's start with him and some of the other good performances we've had here.
Well, I was Michael Falcon's eighth grade math teacher in Ogallala, Nebraska about 10 years ago, and I'm just thankful when he was a sophomore in high school and he thought he would not go out for track because he had to finish his Eagle Scout project, that between the head coach and myself and his dad, we all talked him into going out for track his sophomore year. now as a fifth-year senior in college, he's he's probably qualified for the national meet in the shot put and is seated first in the shot going into the conference meet this weekend and is ranked in the top two in the weight throw. So great kid, good student, just good all-around person.
Well, at UNL, you guys had just a great overall performance from a lot of kids. From the throws, Josh Redmond has one of his best throws that he's ever had in his college career as well. And there's a long list of people that did very well for you in Lincoln.
Yeah, you take a limited crew to that tune-up meet. Part of it is that UNL restricts entries in some events, but there's other events that we just prefer not to compete in the week before conference, and all teams are like that. You go to that meet, and it's a high-quality meet, but some areas are maybe deeper than others just because of who's being held out. So we didn't have as many marks that weekend that maybe found us a way onto our all-time top 10 list, and we maybe didn't have as many provisional marks that weekend. But yeah, like you mentioned, Josh Redmond, there's another fifth year senior here from right here at Kearney High. Again, great kid. We just feel like with our seniors, I feel like a little bit of a broken record with this, because it's probably the third year in a row that I sit there and go, man, I just am so impressed with our seniors and the leadership that they show and that sort of thing. And Josh is part of that. He's a guy that, when you do things like hosting the state cross country meet or those sorts of things, he's one of those guys that just kind of likes to serve behind the scenes. And so, big picture, more important than just track and field, he's one of those guys.
Talking with Brady Bonzel, UNK track and field cross country coach. The 1,000-meter run was also strong for you this past weekend.
Yeah, Jared Schoeneman was in the 1,000 on the guy's side. Coming off an injury, he basically wasn't able to run for 2 weeks, which normally would kind of kill your season. So that's one area where, we're not going to probably utilize Jared as much as we would have at the conference meet, just because fitness level is probably not quite where we want, but I think he's ready to run fast in a race, and so we're going to be using him on the distance medley relay. And then Marissa ran the 1,000. She broke her school record in the 800 here a couple weeks ago, and we just at that point and put a mark out that was an automatic qualifier for nationals, and at that point we decided to go the route of just between her racing and training, focus things more towards the national meet. A year ago, when it was her first time at the national meet, we really didn't do that. We just were taking it one step at a time. And so she'll be going into the conference meet this week and actually hasn't run an 800 in 3 weeks. But I think we're setting her up to run pretty well a couple weeks from now at the national meet.
Brady, how's everything timing out? I mean, I know you guys kind of work your training, your workout regimen, your competition regimen to try to peak at the right time. How's it all timing out? Is there somebody that you kind of wish had another week before they made it into the conference meet?
Schoeneman, I mentioned coming back from an injury. For our men, do have a legitimate shot of winning the conference meet, and I think the men's distance crew can be a big part of that. The wheels kind of fell off that crew right after Thanksgiving, after they did well at the national meet in cross country, just between a combination of different illnesses and injury and lost training time. So the first meet or two of the indoor season, that group, which should be at least depth-wise the group that has the most depth on our team, wasn't very good. And they're getting better and better. It's just a matter of, do we have enough time for them to get as good as... I think they're going to have a really good outdoor season. I think we'll have a solid, if not really good, conference meet this weekend. But that's a crew that would get better if we had a little bit more time to work with.
Brady, talk about the MIAAs going on this weekend in Joplin, what you are expecting. As you said, the men have a chance to win it, what you're hoping for, what you're looking for.
Yeah, on the men's side, Missouri Southern is very good. They're going to be the host school, so having the conference meet at home, as we've found out, last time we had a conference meet at home, Adams State probably should have beat us by 50 points, and it came down to the 4x4, and we ended up winning the meet. So having the meet at home helps. And Missouri Southern's got a good team. Pitt State is very good, and Central Missouri, just for years and years, they're the defending indoor champs, and they were almost unbeatable for years. Here in the last couple years, whether it's indoor or outdoor, they've kind of had their string broken where they don't win it every time, but that's just a really great all-around program. And on the women's side, Lincoln University is one of the top two or three programs in the country. And they don't even, you know, they're not even a full team. They don't have any throwers. They don't have any pole vaulters. They're primarily sprints and jumps, and they have a couple distance runners and more middle distance, you know, 800 mile, that kind of thing. But Lincoln will win the meet. And then it's just kind of a dogfight for second. Again, I think Missouri Southern is probably sitting in second, and they're the home team. But our gals could be anywhere from second to sixth. And so, again, another broken record. I know you hear from every coach in our department how the MIAA, it's the depth that's really what's impressive about this conference. The same rings true now. You know, a lot of times, you know, you'd be talking about, well, we're either going to get second or third or fourth, and here we're talking about, well, we could be somewhere between second and sixth. And that just speaks to the depth of the conference that we're in.
Brady, you're also a fan. Is there an athlete? Is there an event? Is there a race that you're really looking forward to seeing just as a fan of track and an athlete or an event you want to see?
Every single one of them.
Well, one that stands out. One that stands out.
For me, one of the guys that kind of stands out a little bit and flies under the radar is a guy like Kevin Carter, who's a fifth-year senior, who, you know, his brother played in the Shrine Bowl and was a good, you know, high school all-around football, basketball athlete. And Kevin was, quote-unquote, just a runner. And he's just gotten better and better and better and has exceeded everyone's expectations along the way. And even now, you know, Al Sanabria is our top guy in the 3 and 5K, but if it wasn't for Al, we'd be sitting there talking about Kevin and his outside chance of qualifying for nationals in the 5K. So he's just a guy, you know, as he's got this, you know, the indoor conference meet and an outdoor season left, you know, he's called the stealth bomber on the team because of the way he races, but he literally kind of flies under the radar with everything he does. But if you actually look at him, he's a 4.0 student with a double major in political science and business, and just really sharp guy, very committed guy to everything he does. You know, a guy like that really jumps out. And I look forward to, you know, on the women's side, you think of someone like Jackie Zimke, who decided as a fourth-year student athlete last year to redshirt the indoor and outdoor season. And, you know, sometimes when people redshirt, they're not focused. You know, they maybe don't develop during that time. They just bide their time. And in her year off, she got better. And so she was already a national qualifier. Now she's someone who's looking to do big things at the national meet. So, you know, you look forward to seeing someone like that perform and hopefully win a conference title.
This week it's the MIAA Championships in Joplin, and trying to get a lot of qualifiers to the Division II Indoor Championships will be in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, the weekend of March 14th, where they go for All-American status. Brady, I know you got to get going, so we will let you get going, and we always appreciate the update on the Loper track team.
Yep, thank you, guys. I appreciate all your support and just everything you do for UNK Athletics and just sports in this region.
Hey, you bet, Brady. Thanks so much. Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Brady Bonzel, head coach, UNK track and field team and cross-country team, a part of our Loper Link today. Again, that crossover from winter to spring where you've got everything going on tonight. Basketball. Lopers host Northeastern State. The Northeastern State women are 10-14. The men trying to continue to push towards the postseason. Northeastern State is 13-11. Then Central Oklahoma comes in on Friday. Those games will be at the Health and Sports Center, and they get underway at 5 o'clock. The MIAA tournament actually gets underway Monday for women, Tuesday for men. The wrestling team will be at the Central Regional Meet in Edmond, Oklahoma this weekend. The baseball team will be taking on Southwest Baptist. They just have to find the exact field that they're going to be playing on. Softball team also headed to Joplin, Missouri to play a four-game set over the weekend. Winona State, Missouri, St. Louis, Upper Iowa, and Truman State. And the tennis teams, women's tennis is ranked 7th in the Central Region, the men 8th and 50th in the country. They will host St. Cloud State on Friday and Sunday, Augustana. Those will be at Grand Island. Hastings women are also coming over to play at the Grand Island Racquet Center this weekend for the tennis team. And I said we just found out that the golf team had made history. For the first time, UNK's men's team is ranked in the golf world Nike Golf Coaches Division II poll. They are ranked 25th. The only other northern schools are Central Missouri, Malone, Ohio, and Missouri, St. Louis. The Lopers won 3 of the 4 tournaments they participated in this past
fall. And don't forget that the chili feed is tonight as well at UNK from 5 to 7. Nice fundraiser for
the JCs. You're
probably
going to go to that, aren't you?
Chili? What's not to love about eating a little chili before you go sit and watch a basketball game? Nothing. There's nothing bad that can happen with that.
Good thing it's spacious.
Yes, it is.
There
yes,
at the Health and Sports Center. Vanessa Gnawan of UNK is the Tennis Athlete of the Week on the women's side. We've talked about her numerous times over her career as well. So, there you go. Baseball went 2-2 over the weekend. Softball went 1-3 this past weekend. The basketball teams, as we said, trying to get back in the win column after being swept by Fort Hays State. And one thing, in case we didn't get to it on last Wednesday's show, for the third straight season, Mike Dentlinger named a Division II Academic All-American. He is the only UNK student athlete to ever be named a three-time Academic All-American and the sixth Loper men's basketball player to earn that award. And he's done it for three straight years. So congratulations to Mike. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, talk a little lunch. Jason Boyd, Kearney girls basketball coach, is going to be joining us. But folks, if you're ready for lunch today, anytime you want to go in, they're open 7 days a week at Cunningham's Journal and the Loft. It's tomorrow night. Sean Callahan will be on hand for our Husker spring tour. Make your reservations, prime rib and a shrimp evening dinner at 6 o'clock, and then up in the loft they will be, of course, showcasing Sean's show with the spring tour, the recruiting video, talk about spring ball that's getting started. Some of the kids from the area, we chatted with him yesterday, that are looking real good. And anytime is a good time to go in to enjoy one of their great burgers, pizzas, salads, great appetizers. Every Wednesday, 8 delicious wings for only $5. Thursdays, a beer and a pub burger, only $6.49. Happy hour from 3 to 6. Big ass beers are $3.50. Well drinks only $1.50 during happy hour. And great live entertainment every weekend. It can all be found at Cunningham Journal in the Loft, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Points, cash, gear, sports. With a Dick's Scorecard, you earn points on all your purchases and get 3% back in rewards and access to exclusive deals and events. It's simple. Points lead to cash to buy gear so you can play more sports. Get your Dick's Scorecard and start earning reward certificates today. Every season starts at Dick's.
Wendy's presents Granada and the Ciabatta.
Wow, your bacon cheeseburger looks different.
It's on toasted ciabatta, Renata. See, she got a ciabatta, he got a ciabatta.
Wow, you all got a ciabatta.
Oh, well, except Greg. Now he's persona non grata.
Go beyond ordinary with Wendy's new ciabatta bacon cheeseburger with chopped roasted tomatoes, Asiago cheese, and a rich garlic aioli sauce, all on toasted ciabatta bread.
I am loving this ciabatta.
Now that's better.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time.
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
More exciting high school basketball comes your way this week on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Thursday, it's boys sub-district finals here on ESPN, Overton Elm Creek on Classic Hits 98.9 Kearney Catholic Gibbon and The Breeze 94.5 St. Cecilia Donovan Trumbull. Friday, it's girls district finals here on ESPN, Bertrand Giltner on 1230 KHAS St. Cecilia Sutton and on Classic Hits 98.9 Ravenna Dundee County. Plus, live coverage of the state wrestling duels Saturday here on ESPN.
Sunny skies in our forecast for today. It's met breezy southwest winds with high temperatures in the middle 30s. And we'll have clear conditions tonight with a low down of 4 above. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now, it's 18 degrees.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on this Wednesday. Your Midway Auto Dealerships, they may not know how to play basketball, but they sure can take care of you. Oh, I know. Sorry, guys. I'm sorry. Some things that take place in the gym should stay in the gym. But, my God, there's a reason that they're not very good at that, because they don't have time. They're working too hard for you at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. With the Midway Certified Program and their everyday low hassle-free prices, they are making sure you are in the vehicle not only that you want, but that you need, and that it'll be ready for you, your family, whatever the case may be. You get free car washes with the purchase of their new or pre-owned vehicles, along with the year of oil changes, the two-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, and a whole lot more that they can take care of you with. And don't forget, at the Midway Chrysler dealership, it is Truck Month. Check out the great deals before the end of February. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. They're both located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Midway, it's a better way. Check them out at thinkmidway.com. Second half of the program, I don't know how much legs this will get, but when it starts taking off on social media, I figure I need to voice the opinion, as we do on Sports Talk. But there is a kicking around in the Big Ten, not only about playing night games in November when it could be potentially cold, and that's why they're trying to stay away from that, but there's actually talk of playing college football on Friday nights in the Big Ten Conference. And I cannot think of a more horrendous, erroneous, stupid plan from the Big Ten Conference. And we'll get to all that a little bit later on in the show. That's also the subject of our poll question. But the whole thing just makes my blood get a little boiling out there. But first, what makes us happy is winners and kids doing well and athletes doing well, and they are doing that at Kearney High. And the girls basketball team, for the second straight year, will be playing in the metro area for a trip to the state tournament. And Jason Boyd, head coach of the Bearcats, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show off a 50-24 win against Grand Island last night. Coach, congratulations. A quick turnaround time.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, they kind of set it up that way, I think, on purpose. You know, Bellevue East gets the host, so they're definitely going to want to play it on a Tuesday, Thursday night for us. I think they have the option to go Friday. But, yeah, we got back a little late last night and definitely have to, you know, I told the kids we need to get ready today. I'd like to give them a little time off, but we got to get back to work and try to get ready for Bellevue East tomorrow night already.
Well, you have to be ecstatic with how your defense played. I think you held them to, 13, 14 points the last three quarters. I mean, your defense really answered the bell last night against Grand Island.
Right, and actually they scored. They hit a buzzer beater to get the last three almost a half court shot, helping about, you know, to 21 at that point. So we did a great job defensively. We're in a 2-3 zone the whole time, most of the game. Actually, when they were struggling a little bit, when we were struggling a little bit early, because it was, I think we're up three at the end of the first quarter. And they were beating our trap. We went to our half court trap a little bit. We started beating that, getting stuff inside. But our zone hurt them. We moved pretty well in our zone. We've been doing that a lot all year. Haven't manned much this year. Haven't had to. If a team's going to kind of get a lead and kind of stall, we go to our half court trap, which was effective against Southeast last weekend, and last night not as effective. But our 2-3 zone, just, you know, we didn't give them many open looks, and we didn't give them any second opportunities either. We did a great job on the boards as well.
Jason Boyd, head girls basketball coach at Kearney High, joins us here. Coach, where did things start to click? I mean, you guys have been playing well since, well, for most of the season, but specifically after the calendar turned into 2014.
Yeah, you know, we had a tough schedule early on. And Skylar was hurt. Skylar got hurt early in the year. She actually got hurt in our Southeast game. So she was playing with a back injury in the Southeast game, and then for a while, played the Lincoln High Millard South game right after that, and I think Lincoln Northeast, we did not play her that from then on for five straight games through conference tournament. And then when she got back, she wasn't really 100% still. I mean, it affected her a good 9-10 games, I think. And then now she's, you know, looking good, taking the ball to the rim, scoring a lot for us. We got, and Kelsey Sidham's doing a great job scoring for us as well. Looked really good last night. Hit four threes last night and can drive and shoot shots inside as well. And Skylar more inside. Skylar's posting up for us, but can also, she's on top on our trap. And so sometimes she's long, gets steals, and we go with it. And I think, you know, since Skylar's been more healthy, we've been playing a lot better. And the schedule got a little easier for us, you know, but we've still been knocking off some quality teams. And and have been playing really well and kind of taking it to some of those teams that we think we're better than. So yeah, the second half of the season has been a lot better for us.
You mentioned where you're getting a lot of your points from, but obviously your point guard play has been very, very important, and you saw the importance when she had a concussion and couldn't play against Southeast and just how important she is to your program as well.
Right, yeah, that was the Southwest game.
Oh, I misspoke,
that was a game where, you're right, without Claire, and we win that game and we host districts, and that was, you know, we had, which means we had to basically win out since the West Side game to even have a chance to host districts, so, because that's our only loss since that game, and so we win that game, we would have hosted. That was kind of our goal, you know, something we wanted to accomplish, was to host, and late in the year it became our goal. I don't think early in the year it was. You know, most of the year our goal was just put yourself in the best position possible, the best district you can get into that you have a chance to make it to state. And I think we've done that. I think we've got a chance. But you're right, that Southwest game, you know, Claire was out that weekend, the Southwest and the Norfolk game. And Southwest, we're up 3 with about 6 minutes to go in that game without our point guard. And Skyler played 13 total minutes with foul trouble the whole game. And so, you know, we defended them about as well as we could, just had a hard time scoring without, you know, a couple of our kids playing much in that game against a quality Southwest team. So right now we feel like we can play with anybody right now. We're playing really well. We're peaking at the right time. And so, you know, we're ready for tomorrow night for sure.
Kearney girls basketball coach Jason Boyd with us. The Bearcats have won 12 of their last 13. You get Bellevue East tomorrow. They won their first 5. They've also won their last 5. The middle chunk of their season was 7-7. Now in this last 5, they did get a nice win against a very good Lincoln Northeast team. The rest have struggled. What did you see last night? I mean, that's a 79-74 Class A girls game against a 4-win Omaha South team.
Yeah, you know, Omaha South they have a couple kids that can score. They went overtime with West Side early in the year. They kind of been playing teams a little closer. You know, Bellevue East is a team that wants to man pressure all over the place, and Omaha South had a couple kids that can dribble attack that a little bit and put some pressure on them. Bellevue East has their two guards are by far their best players. I think last night the Hagen girl had 33. And the Frazier, I think, had like 17 or something last night. So they're doing a lot of their scoring. The Hagen girl can shoot from about 25 feet. She hits. I wish our girls were in changing during the third quarter of that game while we're watching it. And then she hit 4 threes in the third quarter, and they were all from about 25 or deeper. And so we got to get to her, obviously, and then contain their point guard. Their point guard's a capable shooter, but definitely would rather attack. That's the Frazier girl. And so, I mean, those two are the keys for sure. They've got some capable posts that are physical and attack, you know, basically get a lot of their points off of offensive rebounds. So boxing out on the weak side is definitely a key for us as well. But, you know, those are the keys, handling their pressure, and limiting, their two scorers, you know, from going off too much and getting open looks and then rebounding. I mean, those are our keys we're going to really focus on in practice today. And we really feel confident going into the game that if we play well, we feel like we can get this one. And that's the position we wanted to put ourselves in, that we felt like, you know, we had a decent shot at winning this last game in districts and making it to state.
Well, you mentioned that you've had a lot of success with your 2-3 zone. Can you stay in that 2-3 zone since they can shoot over the top of it so effectively?
That is a secret. not something I'd like to share with you, our plans for tomorrow night. But, you know, we do a good job of extending our zone. We really get out. We've played some other guards that can shoot it from deep. Bradley from Norfolk, there's a Dodd girl from Southwest that shoots it from 25, and we limited her to two three-pointers in our 2-3 zone, 6 total points. And so we feel like we can get out, we can extend it in our 2-3. We've been doing it a lot. We've got some length on the wings, so we feel like we can. I mean, I think length in a 2-3 helps a lot. You know, you got length on those wings, you can contest some shots even from deep. And so we've been successful with it this year for sure.
Are you saying that Blake might find out what your strategy is if you told us?
Yeah, we'll just leave it at that.
Jason, how much do the, especially the seniors on this team, look at this as an opportunity to avenge what happened last year in the district final?
You know, it definitely, you know, the back of our T-shirt said unfinished business. I remember at the beginning of the year when they printed those, and then we were struggling, and, you know, it was kind of like, okay, that, you know, hopefully we turn it around, because this is our motto for the year, apparently, and we have. And so, you know, I you know, that's credit to the senior girls who put that on themselves and want to, you know, want to make amends for last year, because we had a bad, I mean, it was not an easy defeat, where we felt we should have been to state last year, played a really, really good game for most of the game last year in the district championship, and then ended up losing. But, you know, it's just so hard for us to get to state in Class A with the way they serpentine the districts, and you're going to get those best teams every year. There's always a good 10 to 15 teams in the state, and it makes it difficult to make it every year. And we haven't gone for 3 years now. You know, we had built the program where we went two out of 3 years in one little stretch, and then we went 2 years in a row not going. And then last year, you know, if we would have got it last year, I think there's a little pressure now on us. You know, the longer you go, the more pressure there gets. And so we haven't gone 3 years in a row now, and we definitely want that to be our goal. I just think it looks good for your, you know, just a program in general. You know, you get yourself to state, it just looks good for your program. And we're trying to build it. We're trying to continue to build this program and have it be more consistent. And I think we've got it set now where I think we can be consistent for quite a few years here.
Jason, fans, us, me, we all want to know this kind of stuff. All the number one seeds did advance in the first round last night. So you and Bellevue East are sitting in the 7-8 hole for the wild card. Can a loser still get in?
I think everyone has to. All the
if they all
have
win.
To win.
Yeah, if they all
I think,
win.
I think if all of them win, I think we would have a chance. Yeah, but that's a big if. You know, you know how gambling works in like a 17 parlay.
What are you talking about?
Now I know it's not against the spread, but it's not too often. So we're not, you know, we feel like we have to win to get in. It's not a very good chance to get in if we would lose. And so we feel like we have to win to get in. I think there is more parity in Class A than people think there is. And so I could see there being some upsets in those seven districts. And so we're definitely preparing and feeling like we have to win this game to state. And so hopefully we prepare the kids well and we're ready to roll tomorrow night.
And then if you win, you also get a, you know, make fun of Blake for an entire year, and that has an added benefit as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you can't out-coach
him,
come on. If you can't out-coach Blake, let's go. What's going on here? And make sure you tell him I said that.
Yes, please do.
Hey, Jason, let's get these girls back to the state tournament for the first time since 2010.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on.
Take care, Jason.
Thanks,
Jason Boyd, head coach of the Kearney Lady Bearcats. They play tomorrow at Bellevue East, 7 o'clock tip.
Against a Kearney High alum. Blake's been involved with girls basketball at Kearney for years, and then it's kind of where he got his start when he was even student teaching and why he was taking classes to be a student teacher. So he's normally, he'd be fairly easy to root for, as much as I make fun of him whenever I get the opportunity to do so, especially publicly. But normally, he'd be easy to root for. But obviously, we're going for the Cats tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see how she all plays out. By the way, the boys' team will play Saturday at Lincoln Southeast. Those pairings came out yesterday. And the game Saturday for the boys will be at 5:15. And we'll have that for you here on ESPN Radio for Grand Island. They will head to Omaha South on Saturday, and in Class B, the B5 that's at Grand Island, Hastings and Northwest will play at 7 o'clock Saturday night. The winner gets Holdridge, and Aurora takes on Lexington. Nobody in that district has a winning record, so pretty wide open.
Yeah, yeah. The whole serpentine thing that to do classes A and B, sometimes I think it's kind of goofy, but then we kind of take a look at some of the sub-districts we have around here, like the one that St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull are in with all those quality teams in there. Maybe serpentine's the way to go, but just doing that statewide in the lower classes would be so difficult because you're really spread out a lot more than you are in A and B.
And
geography wouldn't work out very well.
Southern Valley, the way things played out last night, didn't lose any ground in the wild card. St. Cecilia beat Southern Valley. Right now, Donovan Trumbull 2, Southern Valley 4, St. Cecilia 5, Ravenna 6 in the wild card. And so there is a chance that the St. Cecilia Donovan Trumbull loser, especially if it happened to be Donovan Trumbull, there is a chance that all three of those teams could make it to state.
Three teams out of the same, not district, sub-district, would be able to make it to state with the wild cards. That's insane to me.
I'd love to see Donovan, Southern Valley, St.
Cecilia,
get there.
It'd be a hoot, but I mean, it's still insane that that's how that system kind of works out. You know, but again, the serpentine thing for the lower classes just would be a geography nightmare.
Yeah, it's just tough.
You know, pick your poison. Pick your poison. I mean, there's no perfect system. You're going to have a major complaint about the system regardless of which way it is, and I don't know if there's a preference of one over the other.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Let's go to Larry from Donovan, standing by on the fan line. Larry, what's going on?
Hey, guys. How are you? Great show.
Hey,
as
thanks.
Always.
Thanks. Hey, thanks for drinking in the morning.
A couple years ago, or maybe last year, a couple Omaha schools went to North Platte when North Platte hosted, and North Platte lost.
Correct.
And then they called it the North Platte rule, where the two Omaha schools didn't want to drive.
Correct.
Was there ever a thought of having Kearney and Grand Island last night play someone locally for more fans, better travel, that sort of thing? And what are the rules on that? Because that confuses me a little.
Well,
it appears to be the Eastern bias.
Well, what was different, though, was the teams had a chance to scout the previous day's game. If they played Kearney and Grand Island, if they played in York, let's say, then the folks in Omaha wouldn't be able to preview, wouldn't be able to do a little scouting of that game. So that's why you can't move the first round games, but you could move the finals.
Okay, that makes sense. But, you know, they have like 9 assistants. They could send one to York.
There you go.
Larry, hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah, that's the exact reason. Had Kearney and Grand Island, per se, been playing in a district final, yes, they would not have driven to Omaha. I mean, let's face it. Omaha wouldn't want to host that any more than vice versa. I mean, North Platte didn't want to host the two boys' teams a couple of years ago when they were upset in the first round.
There would be nobody there. You'd still have to man everything, and they wouldn't sell any hot dogs or nachos. No.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. But that was the reason that Kearney and Grand Island did have to travel to Bellevue East, because it was the first round and not the second round. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I'm going to see where my pivot's at with my TLPPC3, and you know I know where it's at. It's in my Quonset. Oh, no, it doesn't fit there. It's just off to the side, though, of the field. You can find it, though, and control it during the summer when it is time to take care
when
of your
crops. When it matters.
You can find out more about the TLPPC3 combined with their continuously moving hydrostatic power design, giving you the assurance of uniform water application, improved crop production, and effective irrigation system management by contacting your local T&L dealer or go to TLIRR.com. We'll talk a little Big Ten football after this.
Now at the Home Depot, get a special buy on your choice of 6 new mosaic tile designs starting at just $6.98 per tile. So, let's make an ordinary room extraordinary. These colorful mosaic tiles add beautiful patterns to any wall or backsplash, so you get a pop of style without bursting your budget. Let's do this. Mosaic tiles on special buy for just $6.98 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Maybe you shave with 7 microblades. Maybe you use an antique barber's razor, or you got a thing for your girlfriend's pink shower razor. Regardless, it's not just about the blade. The shaving gel really matters. Nivea Men Sensitive Shaving Gel is formulated with Skin Guard technology to provide a close and comfortable shave. Choose Nivea Men Sensitive Shaving Gel. The shaving gel really matters. And for a perfect finish, use Nivea Men Sensitive Post-Shave Balm. Nivea Men. It starts with you.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny skies in our forecast for today. It's bet breezy southwest winds with high temperatures in the middle 30s. And we'll have clear conditions tonight with a low down of 4 above. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sam Danieski. Right now, it's 18 degrees.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Want to get to our Midtown Bar cooler question. Midtown Bar to Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Yesterday we asked you about what the biggest issue is with the new home plate collisions rule, and 38% said there's too many exceptions that could create confusion. 31% said no issue with the rule. That's where I voted. Judgment call by the umpire, 23%. Our vote today, what do you make of the Big Ten thinking about playing Friday night football games? Good, bad. Pretty simple. Didn't want to give you too many options here. It's just a horrendous idea. It's just a horrendous, horrendous, horrendous idea. I'm not sure of anywhere in the country of major markets where this is a good idea. Big Ten, what are you doing? You're not the MAC. You're not the WAC. You're not the Akron Zips. You don't play Friday night football.
I think you are lessening your brand. However, I mean, I get the logic of maybe a Rutgers-Purdue game where you have a couple of the teams in the lower half of your division, give them the opportunity to play and have some eyes actually watch your product, but you're putting out a substandard product because you're not going to have the Michigan-Ohio State game there. You're not having Wisconsin-Penn State, you know, on your Friday night game. So I just don't know if it's that good of marketing. I understand the idea of having another night where you get you can sell some stuff to ESPN and you'll make a buck, but be honest with you, I don't like the idea of college football games on a Friday night, period. Not even the MAC. Not even the Big West. I don't care what conference.
No, exactly.
Insert name here. Friday night is sacrosanct. I mean, it is Friday night football. It is Friday night lights. It is your local team. It is that community feeling. It is that all-American high school football game. Get off the couch. Get out and watch your local team. I very much believe in that idea. I don't think it's a good idea for any conference. I don't think it's good for the Big Ten.
And they do rarely play Friday night games, although there is about one pseudo-significant. There's one game about every Friday that you've at least heard of the teams. I guess we'll put it that way. And most of them end up being in the West Coast. Not all of them. Thursday night is okay. Fine. You can do that Thursday night thing. I don't mind the Thursday night thing if you've got that bye week in there and, you know, you got the 9 days before and the 10 days after or however it works to put that on a Thursday. But for the Big Ten Conference, one of the top football conferences in the country, to even be considering this, I don't care if it's Rutgers, Maryland. I really don't. I think it's a horrendous idea. You actually have your own network. You have the Big Ten Network.
Well, and that's what they're worried about. They're worried about burying that game, the Rutgers-Maryland game or whatever.
It should be buried.
Well, I won't argue that. But they also have kind of said to every team joining the conference, like Rutgers and Maryland, who's coming in, we're going to televise all your games. It's all going to be national. Well, if you've got 14 teams, 7 games on a Saturday— how are you going to get 7 games on a Saturday and make sure that there's exposure for those universities? And the short answer is you can't. You get a little bit more exposure if you do this. I mean, I understand why they want to do it. I just think it's a bad idea. I think it comes at too high of a price.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't a conference. And again, you can never make too much money. I get it. But this isn't a conference that's in dire need of cash. I mean, for what I think they would get from doing this.
I think it's penny wise and pound foolish, because I think it hurts your brand, because, oh yeah, that's the conference that's on Friday nights. You know, I mean, you are equating yourself with the MAC. And no offense to the MAC, they are who they are, but that's not who the Big Ten's supposed to be.
No, don't like it at all. Vote today on our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Also, the spring game, they're going to move the time to 2 o'clock. that had previously been on the schedule as one. The spring game is April 12th. That'll be at 2 o'clock. Of course, they'll play that at Memorial Stadium.
Well, and they'll have a larger crowd than those Friday night games that you'll see on ESPN. I mean, that's kind of the point.
What do you think? What do you think would happen for Nebraska hosting a less than average team on a Friday night in Lincoln? What do you think would happen? What do you think would happen?
The sellout streak would continue.
It
would
continue. The sellout streak will continue because the tickets are sold. What would the attendance look like?
I think the attendance would be full. I think it'd be full. I think they'd sell it out. I think it would be full. And there would be people looking around going, gosh, we should be at a high school game. You know, so I think they would be, the people would be torn, but Nebraska football is so,
it's just a different level. I saw games where the seats weren't full last year. How would they be full on a Friday night with high school games?
I think night games are fun. I do think that they would have a pretty good crowd. What crowd was the worst crowd of the year last year?
Well, it doesn't matter.
Well, at halftime, you know, sometimes people bail at halftime, but... You know, a Friday night tailgate in Lincoln, that'd be all right. I mean, night games, there's that tailgating element, and I think you'll get a different crowd, but I do think you'll get a good crowd.
Well, yeah, you're going to get a good crowd, but I'm just saying, for anybody that walked to games as you walked to the stadium this last year, which obviously was 90,000 people every single Saturday, tickets were available everywhere. There were guys, I mean, I saw this, they didn't want to pay $40 for two tickets. Because they thought they could get a better deal on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, what does that say? That means with the expansion has now hit the high water mark. They have overexpanded with the 90,000. It's still full, but it doesn't. If you can't get a ticket to the Husker game anymore for football, you aren't trying.
You're not working. You don't want to deal with a scalper. But yeah, because you will be able to find a ticket. But that will come back around, though. I mean, when they did the expansion in the 60s, you know, it took a while before the demand kind of caught up to the supply. We've increased the supply. The demand is going to continue to increase. You know, state Nebraska may not be growing as fast as other states, but we're still kind of growing.
If they're a top five team, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. They get back up there, the demand will go back up. And even if they stay right where they're at, I think demand will kind of continue to increase.
Let's move on to a couple.
It just naturally does.
A couple other stories. Rachel Terrio is the Big Ten Women's Basketball Player of the Week. They are hosting Illinois tomorrow, senior night. That'll be a big night, especially for Jordan Hooper. A lot will be made of that. The Nebraska men are at Illinois tonight, looking for their sixth straight victory. Illinois gave Nebraska some troubles at the beginning and the end of the game in Lincoln. In the middle, Nebraska dominated. And that is on the Breeze 94.5 tonight. 7:05 pregame. Tip-off on the Big Ten Network is set for 8 o'clock. Hastings College home tonight, opening the GPAC conference tournament. The women will take on Doan at 6, then the men will follow up against Nebraska Wesleyan. That is at 8. Hastings is the highest ranked team in the GPAC, but all four in the top 9 shared the regular season title. They're ranked 4th this week.
I went to my first game at Pinnacle Bank Arena on Sunday, and it is an entirely different atmosphere than what going to the Bob always was. And I liked the games there. They were okay, but Pinnacle Bank Arena gets rocking. I mean, it really is a neat environment. I think there's just a lot of energy around the Nebraska basketball program right now.
Two questions.
Go.
And yes, these are both right at you. Were you rocking?
I do what I do. At times. My son looks at me like going, Dad, sit down, you're embarrassing me. But, you know, that's being 15. You know?
Did you look at him and say, I've never dropped a bass drum on my foot?
No, you're the only one that keeps bringing that up.
You can use that till the day he leaves.
You know, I might. I might do that.
Use that till the day he leaves.
No one ever saw me drop a bass drum on my foot.
Secondly, did you wear red Sunday?
I did. A red hat and a red shirt. Absolutely.
Okay.
Which for this.
I don't even care if it said Cincinnati on it or something else.
My sweatshirt did. Yeah. Yeah. It was either that or our work jacket, but I wore my Cincinnati sweatshirt. Yes, I did.
Boys district, sub-district finals tomorrow. Here are your matchups for area teams. I'll even expand it here a little bit. Boone Central, Newman Grove will play Norfolk Catholic. The C-19 at Northwest will have Adams Central and Grand Island Central Catholic. The C-110 is Gibbon Kearney Catholic. That went overtime in their first meeting. That's at Kearney High on Classic Hits 98.9 tomorrow. Cozad will play Chase County. In Class C-2, we have Sutton playing Thayer Central. Donovan Trumbull and St. Cecilia will meet at Minden. The game is on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. One of two teams that Donovan Trumbull has lost to this year is St. Cecilia. Also, Ord and Ravenna will play in the C211 final. The winner of that gets Bridgeport Kimball in the district final. So, lace your socks and shoes up for that one. Bruning Davenport Shickley will play Heartland as we get into D1. Also, Fullerton will play Humphrey St. Francis. Shelton will play Heartland Lutheran. It will be Burwell against Sandhill Stedford. Elm Creek and Overton will play here on ESPN Radio tomorrow night. That game is at Kearney Catholic. Alma will take on Cambridge. And in Class D2, a couple of the top teams, a pretty tough sub-district, but Falls City Sacred Heart, a one-point win last night, and Parkview Christian, who we've seen. That's going to be a heck of a sub-district semifinal tomorrow. Closer to the area, we have Anselmo Myrna and Spalding Academy. Kennesaw will play Lawrence Nelson. Bertrand will play Elwood. And those are your boys' sub-district finals. Then the Class C district finals are Monday. The Class D district finals are on Tuesday.
There's about five games in there I really wish I could be at. You know, both of them in Kearney. One at Kearney Catholic, one at Kearney High tomorrow. Those are going to be great matchups. I think the game over at Northwest between GICC and St. Cecilia, that's going to be
Adams Central.
It's going to be a great game. The C2 matchup with St. Cecilia, that's going to be a great one, too. There's a lot of really, really good matchups out there that are very even. You know, it's almost a pick 'em. Yeah, Elm Creek has gotten Overton twice. You know, I hate to say the old cliche, hard to beat a team three times, but I expect more of the one-possession game that was played at Elm Creek versus what happened in the conference final.
Yeah, and Kearney Catholic fell behind big last night to Minden. The first time they played Gibbon, they fell behind big, came out and sent that to overtime. Even Coach Carlin said, we can't do that anymore. And St. Cecilia Donovan Trumbull, when we had Coach Asher on yesterday, I asked him, I said, in case it is Donovan Trumbull, because you kind of figured that they would get Blue Hill as the number one seed. There's I've talked about it before. There's always that team that you can't beat, and then you finally beat them. It's the team that you can't get over the hump. And for Donovan Trumbull, it is Hastings St. Cecilia. They got over the hump in football. Now they need to get over the hump in basketball, because even the last couple, 3 years, St. Cecilia always has found a way to win that basketball game.
Well, and Donovan Trumbull has been a little slowed by injuries, you know, this year. And I think they're finally getting to be, and again, I think they're getting healthy. I mean, I'm just kind of looking at the calendar. I don't know if they've re-aggravated the hamstring or anything like that. But if they're full strength, they got a lot of athletes at Donovan Trumbull.
We got a couple more sports stories we want to dive into, so stay with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
People from all around are talking about how the new Refirm Now is changing their lives forever.
I lost 79 pounds. My energy has increased and I'm even more toned.
I believe this is the perfect product to give you the energy and motivation to lose weight. I actually cut my body fat in half.
Refirm Now is the biggest weight loss breakthrough in years. Helps with stress, more energy, fat burning, your appetite, and the best body toning ingredients.
I have never felt better. Just take the step and get to complete nutrition.
So, if you want the strongest fat burner to hit the market since ephedrine, you need Refirm Now. Found only at Complete Nutrition. If you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
Shower caps are in hotel showers so you can keep your hair dry, but I find it difficult to wash my hair while wearing one. Hotel concierge is a French word. When I need a .com for booking hotels, I go to hotels.com. It's on the internet at hotels.com.
Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
Sunny skies in our forecast for today. It's wet, breezy southwest winds with high temperatures in the middle 30s. And we'll have clear conditions tonight with a low down of 4 above. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now, it's 18 degrees.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Happy birthday, Johnny.
Yeah, we miss Johnny.
We do. I do miss Johnny. And
it's a good thing about music. You can keep listening to it.
I'm not a fan of country, but I do like Johnny Cash.
That's the whole thing with Johnny Cash, though. He is
in the Hall of Fame for rock and roll, too.
Yeah, he was one of the early what you would call crossover artists. Yep. And again, I don't want to get too radio terminology, music-wise, for the listeners out there, because you just don't talk about that anymore. You know, you got your Taylor Swifts and Tim McGraws, and there's so much more of that these days where you might hear their song on pop radio as you do on country radio, Lady Antebellum, things like that. And there's many, many, many more. But Cash was one of the very first ones. I mean, there was a lot that you kind of tried to figure out. Where are they going? Back in those days,
where do you?
You're either one or the other.
Yeah, that was a line in the sand, and you did not cross that line in the sand. But Johnny Cash was one of those bands that when I was traveling with my dad, and we were going somewhere, and we had to kind of figure out what kind of music we were listening to. The old 8-track of Johnny Cash made both of us pretty happy.
They had 8-track.
Yes, they did. They were made in stone. They were etched in stone by Tyrannosaurus Rexes, and nice. But we had it. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Love the Johnny Cash. I don't even know what a favorite song would be. I own one of the box sets Johnny Cash, so it's got like 60 songs.
I have about 60 songs on my iPod because you left the box set in the car one day, and I went in and put it in my iTunes account. So thanks. I appreciate
you're welcome.
That.
You're welcome.
That was good of you.
I
was awfully nice of you.
I wouldn't even know how to do that. So
there you go.
There, exactly.
So now, thank you. Yeah, I figured that's a Johnny Cash birthday gift to me.
Speaking of which, I haven't seen that in a while.
Well, I put it back.
And I'm not sure if that's because
I did this 3 years ago, so you kind of know that it's been back.
That, but folks, it's Wednesday. That means Big Burger Night at the Chicken Coop, 2115 Avenue A in Kearney. Every Wednesday night from 5 to 10, you can order any burger off the menu for just $5. This isn't some made-up burger. This is something that you could get today for lunch. You can get it on Saturday. You can get it on Tuesday. You can get it whenever you want. But Wednesday night from 5 to 10, bacon burgers, mushroom burgers, Totally Jack burgers, $5. Plus, you enjoy your favorite cold draft beer, whatever it is you want to drink. They've got that for you as well. And you can watch all of your favorite sports, like the Huskers tonight. Play pool, darts, foosball, arcade games with your buds, your family. It's all there for you. Family fun, drinks, and food. Head on over to the Chicken Coop tonight. It's Big Burger Night at 2115 Avenue A in Kearney.
There's even NHL hockey back. It's good to have a
yes,
NHL
there is. Can
back.
You name any of the games that are going to be played tonight?
Yeah, the Avalanche are playing the Kings.
Oh, man. Okay, that's good.
I mean, I once I got my DVR set, what do I have to do any more research for?
That is
they play at 9.
Isn't that
way.
A quick turnaround?
It kind of is for the amount of travel that they have to do, but you have to remember that 85-90% of all teams didn't have anybody go to the Olympics. You know, so it's only those elite guys, so they might have shorter shifts tonight. Could happen. Unless you're Varlamov, but since they lost in the quarterfinals.
Just say that 5 times quick, would you?
Varlamov?
No, shorter shifts. UNK Wrestling remains number 2 behind Notre Dame, Ohio, going into the MIAAs, or to the regionals this weekend, which then sets you up for the national tournament. Central Oklahoma is 4th. Fort Hays State is 15th. And Lincoln University, who actually got 2nd place, or Lindenwood, excuse me, is number 8 in the country. So there you go. Hastings College Wrestling, they had their qualification over the weekend, and now the all-conference is out. Blake Fruchtel, kind of the face of the program. Grant Harrell, first-team all-conference. Alex Chantepetit earned honorable mention this time around, and he also picked up an at-large bid to the Nationals, so he gets to go as well.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Hastings College and the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association. Some people may have found out this information at State Wrestling over the weekend, but it really hasn't been made public knowledge. They have announced their Hall of Fame inductees. Then now that the season's over, you'll get your Wrestlers of the Year, your Coaches of the Year, your special awards. But some names that are really familiar are going in as competitors, including Clinton Childs at Omaha North, who now is coaching that program, Dirk Desmond from Hebron, Jake Rucker from Louisville, Bart Wojcieski from Shadron, Dave Church of Clark's. It's great that you know these names.
I remember watching Childs wrestle in the finals.
Coaches, Stacey Burke was at Franklin, Bill Wolford from Aurora, Doug Denson from Millard South. They are all going in to the Hall of Fame this summer. The All-Star Wrestling Duel is in the afternoon. Then the banquet is that night, June 14th, and will be going on in Grand Island. The duel is at the senior high, Grand Island Senior High, and Norm Manstead told me over the weekend that this time they will have it at the Heartland Events Center for the Hall of Fame banquet.
That'll be neat. Yeah, be that great environment for that.
And Kearney American Legion Baseball, a reminder that your organizational meeting is Monday, 6:30, the Kearney High Math area. This is for all boys grades 9 through 12 that are interested in playing for Kearney Runza, Little Caesars, Post 52, or 5 Points Bank this season.
I have a reminder in my phone. I got that all taken care of.
Sweet. Anything else?
Anything else on my phone? Yeah, I'm. I won't let you touch my phone.
Tomorrow, Coach Holton, Tri-City Storm is going to be joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll keep you up to date on state swimming and diving. Tomorrow, it's boys and girls diving competition down at the Devaney Center pool. So best of luck to the athletes from our area. Alicia Fleer, Kelsey Cooper from Kearney going on the girls' side. And on the boys' side, Carlos Roca and Jamison Cockrell from Hastings, along with Kaz star Shavira. And I hope, Kaz, I hope I got that right. He is going to be diving tomorrow as well. And then the prelims, Friday, the finals, Saturday. We will also have the state dual wrestling championships beginning at 8:30 from UNK here on ESPN. The 8:30, 10, 11:30, and then the start of BNC at 3 will all be here on ESPN. Then we'll switch over to Classic Hits 98.9 for the evening session. Just we'll have Kearney Bearcat basketball here on ESPN.
It'll be a nice full day.
It will be, and it was a nice full show. Thanks to Kearney High Girls basketball coach Jason Boyd, Loper track coach Brady Bond, as we said, Coach Holton, Tri-City Storm, and more tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.